早晨，愿意同弟兄姊妹继续上两次嘅交通，系关乎到凡有耳可听嘅就应当听。
This morning, we would like to continue to share our past two times when we share about the topic of He that has ears to hear, let him hear.
我哋先嚟睇马可福音第四章。
We first go to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 9.
有耳可听的就应当听。
He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？
And he said to them, Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
有耳可听的就应当听。
If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
你们所听的要留心，你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Then he said to them, Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given.
启示录第二章。
Book of Revelation, chapter 2.
呢度有七处同一节嘅经文，我哋只系读一处嘅啫。
There are repetitions of seven times, but we will just read one time.
第二章嘅第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
聖靈向眾教會所說的話，凡有耳的就應當聽。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
如果大家仲記得的話，我們來講過這個交通過馬可福音這個撒種的比喻。
If we all have remembered that when we share this parable of the sower in the Gospel of Mark,
我只能夠很簡單用五分鐘複述上兩堂講過啲咩嘢。
I can only use 5 minutes to recap what we have shared last 2 times.
如果你有興趣，你跟唔上話咧，你翻去再聽翻嗰兩堂。
If you are interested, want to catch up, then please listen to the recordings.
呢個撒種嘅比喻咧，喺呢個馬太福音、馬可福音、路加福音都有出現。
This parable of the sowers appear in the first 3 gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
是唯一的一個的比喻，用了這麼長的篇幅，在三個福音書都出現，並且在三個福音書主都來到解釋很詳細。
It is the only one that appears in all three with a long explanation that were expounded from the Lord himself.
而且呢，主解釋完之後呢，說你們如果不明白這個比喻呢，你怎能够明白其他一切的比喻呢？
And after his explanation, then he said, Do you not understand this parable? Then how then will you understand all the parables?
主的意思不是说这个比喻这么浅，你都不明白，其他深一点的比喻你怎能够明白呢？
The Lord is not saying that this parable is so simple, and how, if you do not understand this one, how will you not understand the other more difficult ones.
其實這個比喻一點都不淺，有些更加淺的比喻，譬如尋找迷樣比喻，一講就明白了。
In fact, this is not a parable that is simple, in as much as you compare to the parable of the lost sheep.
意思呢，調轉來講，主的意思就是，如果你能夠明白這個比喻的話，你就能夠拿著一些鎖匙去明白其他一切的比喻。
In other words,He's saying that if we understand this parable, you can use this parable as a key. You can open up other parables.
咁我哋亦都交通過喺呢第四章裏面，由呢、這個由比喻嘅第三節開始，一直到第二十五節呢，其實呢佢係有一個主題係貫穿喺中間嘅。
And we also share that from verse 3,through verse 25 in this chapter 4, there is an overall theme that throughout.
那個主題呢就是聽。
And that theme is to hear.
咁我哋想嚟到揾呢條嘅鎖匙究竟係咩嘢，或者呢條鎖匙就喺聽嘅上邊。
So we like to search out this key about hearing.
这条锁匙可能就关乎听。
It may be that this key is regards to hearing.
既然这条锁匙是叫我们能够发觉其他比喻的, 如果锁匙是跟听有关的话，我们来找其他，如果找到这条锁匙, 我们来找其他比喻，看看是不是跟听有关的。
And if,
看看是不是跟听和比喻有关的。
And if in fact this key is able to enable us to open other parables, and if in fact that this key is related to hearing, then we also want to search out about other parables, whether we're able to use this key to open it up, and whether the other parables are regarding to hearing.
意思就是说，我上次讲过了，因为在这段圣经里面讲了两次，你们开始讲了，你们听，然后讲了两次。 凡有耳的就应当听。
Because here it was recorded twice that he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
可能这条锁匙就是凡有耳应当听的。
And maybe this key is in fact he who has an ear to hear, let him hear.
上次我们如果大家记得，我们就在这个四个福音书里面去将所有凡有耳可听的 就应当听的经文全部找出来。
And in fact, the last time we had searched out all of the scriptures in the gospel books that contain this phrase, he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
我们就发觉所有出现这节经文的地方全部都是主亲自讲的， 并且是全部每一次的出现都是主讲比喻的。
And we in fact searched out discovered that all seven times that it was spoken by the Lord himself, and he was speaking about parables.
所以这条锁匙给我们看，可能没错，因为它出现的地方的确是跟比喻有关的。
And it could be very likely that this key is regards to parables.
因为它告诉我们，这条锁匙，你拿到这条锁匙，你就能够明白其他一切的比喻，所以现在是跟比喻有关的。
Because you use this key, you enable us to understand all the parables.
所以现在找出来的确是跟比喻有关。
And therefore, when we find them out, yes, they are all related to parables.
这个第一点。
This point number one.
第二点，当我们来到看这么多的比喻的时候，发觉这些比喻大部分是跟天国有关的。
And when we see, come to see all these parables, they are mostly related to the kingdom of heavens.
我们以为我们明白所有的比喻。
We thought that we may have understood all of the parables.
我们是不是真的全部明白呢？
Is that true?
其实在四福音里面，凡有耳应当听的，总共出现了七次加一次。
Among the four gospel books, this phrase, he who has an ears to hear, appears seven plus one time.
有一次呢，就是在古卷里面有的。
And that last one, it refers to a manuscript.
同时呢，我们知道比喻呢，它是有两层的意思。
And we know of the parables, there are twofold meaning.
就是比喻上面是一个故事。
Yes, this is a story on the surface.
并且下面它有它自己深层的要表达属灵的意思的。
And underneath is a spiritual principle.
所以比喻是有层的隔住，你要掀开那层的时候，你就开了每一层，你就看见底那层了。
Therefore, there is a layer, as if it's a layer that separates the two in the parable.
同时呢，在这节圣经呢，我们也都 很清楚在启示录也出现了有八次，凡有耳可听的就应当听。
And this particular phrase also mentioned appear in the book of Revelation 8 times.
究竟启示录这个启示 Revelation 这个字是什么意思呢？
So what is this meaning of this word Revelation?
启示这个字，你如果去查呢， 原来的意思就是说有一层东西盖住了，现在将它打开给你看，这个就 叫做啟示啦。
If you search it out, there is a layer that something is cover up, and but you open it up and you're able to see it.
A
layer bare making naked.
係啦，呢個就係查呢個字 revelation 呢個啟示呢個字就咁解啦。有一層嘢冚住嘅，將佢打開，毫無遮掩俾你睇啦。
There's a layer covering previously, but you open it up, it reveals to you.
啊，咁就好奇怪喎，喺啟示錄裏邊。神向教会第二章第三章同我哋讲，主耶稣藉着圣灵向教会嚟到讲话，凡有耳可听嘅就应当听。
And very strangely here that the Lord Jesus through the Spirit says to the churches, "He who has an ear, let him hear."
喺就俾我哋思想到会唔会主就藉着呢条嘅锁匙喺呢四福音里边向我哋讲咗呢个比喻嘅表面。
Cause us to consider that maybe that the Lord has a review, speak to us about this key in the gospel books.
啊，就将呢啲比喻就系将面嗰层话俾我哋听。
To speak of us on the surface.
啊，然之后嚟到启示录咧，就将呢个遮盖住呢层要向我哋就打开咗，直接冇遮冇掩嘅，凡有耳可听嘅就应当听，将下边嗰层嘅实际。
So that was in the gospel book, but now in Revelation, as if the Lord had lifted up that layer, so we may see the actual to reveal to us.
所以上次咧，我記得咧，我哋就將呢個四福音裏邊有講到凡有耳可聽嘅，同埋將你個啟示錄所講到凡有耳可聽嘅呢啲，將佢哋配對埋一齊，睇下佢哋究竟有冇關係。
So last time, what we did was we pair up, when the Lord has said, he who has an ear, let him hear, the one in the gospel books and also the one in Revelation, we pair them up.
在中文呢没分别，这两句的圣经没分别，但在英文呢你读出来是有分别的。
These phrases are the same in Chinese, but they're different in English.
在四方里面，凡有耳可听的那个耳是众数的。
Is in plural when this phrase appears in the gospel book. He who has ears to hear.
是去到启示录呢就是凡有耳可听的那个耳呢是单数的。
In Revelation is singular. He who has an ear to hear.
因为在福音书里面他向住众人来讲那时教会都未显出来人听是用外边的耳朵来听。
Because at the time of the gospel books,he was speaking to the multitudes, and the church was not quite there yet.
嚟到启示录嘅时候，教会已经喺嗰度嚟到显出嚟啦。
In the book of Revelation, the church was there.
神讲，我哋嘅主讲，系讲到去人心里边嘅眼睛，心里边嘅耳朵。
That the Lord is speaking to the inner eye, inner ear of the heart.
系所以咧系向住里边嘅耳朵嚟听，所以系一个耳朵。
Speaking to the inner ear.Singular.
还有呢已经去到启示录那个极中的启示了。
And in addition, during the time of Revelation, it is near the very end. A revelation.
Ultimate. 如果呢就算你得返一隻耳仔你都要听啊。如果你唔听呢你就冇路㗎啦。
If you, have even one year left and you,Better catch your opportunity here, or else.
你嚟到读启示录嘅时候，如果你读到第一章嘅时候咧，好严肃噶。
And if you come to chapter 1 of the book of Revelation, this is very solemn.
佢喺度讲明系耶稣基督嘅见证。
And this speaking of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
唔系人嘅见证。
It is not testimony of men.
系耶稣基督亲自喺嗰度将佢嘅见证嚟话俾我哋听。
The Lord Jesus himself reveals his own testimony.
当我嚟到读到嗰度嘅时候，我差唔多要嗰条腰坐直，差唔多要企起身嚟到读呢、这个嗰一章嘅圣经，耶稣基督嘅见证。
And when I read of that portion, I have to almost stand upright.
好，咁我哋就继续嚟到睇下呢、这个七个教会里边主向教会所讲嘅话，点样样同？四福音里面的话是对称的。
So we continue to come to see how, these phrases in the book of Revelation will pair up with the phrases in the gospel book.
我哋先嚟要睇啊呢、这个啊好，我哋嚟要睇呢、这个啊以弗所教会。
Come to the Church of Ephesus.
啊，或者我哋睇呢个马可福音啊，今日要卷多啲圣经吓、
啊。Today we'll have to go to different scriptures quite a bit.
啊，我哋睇呢个马可福音第七章嘅呢、这个嘅比喻。
Gospel of Mark chapter 7.
其实咧呢、这个比喻咧。是因为发生在由、第一节开始他们洗手的事情、一路呢就去到、第十六节、啊、
It started from verse 1 through verse
16. 这个呢就是、那里讲到呢你找不到凡有耳可听的就应当听、有些圣经有些圣经没有有些圣经是细节是讲有古卷是这样讲的。
That phrase of the he who has ears let him hear, some of them is in manuscript.
嗯，啊呢、这个啊比喻咧系讲紧呢个啊佢哋见到啊门徒冇洗手。
This parable speaks of that the Pharisees saw the disciples did not wash their hands。
嗯，咁主耶稣就同佢哋讲系里边出嚟嘅能够污秽人，外边嘅唔能够污秽人。
So the Lord told them that the things that are from within comes out to defile, but not the other way around。
嗯。所以呢、这个呢度咧又讲到个里边嘅问题，有一个外边嘅问题。
He's speaking of a problem, difference, the one from within and the one from without.
系啊，仲有咧，佢又讲到有啲人咧就话啊圣经话你要孝敬父母，有啲人就话你唔使孝敬父母噶啦，你如果你奉献咗，你就唔使孝敬父母啦。
And some said that the Moses said honor your parents and your mother, and some.Others said that just give them the gifts, you'll be okay.
嗯，这个是跟这个啊主向以弗所教会讲的话是对称的。
So this is in line with what the Lord is speaking to the church
of Ephesus. 我们如果打开这个以弗所书啊，打开这个启示录的第二章啊，主向以弗所啊讲的话。
Chapter 2 of Revelation were spoken to the church of Ephesus.
嗯哼，啊，那里啊第二节啊那里讲到。
Verse
2. 我知道你的行为劳碌同埋忍耐。
I know your works, your labor, your patience.
嗯哼。但是呢他们做了很多事情你将起初的爱心来到离弃了。
They have done many things, but they have left the first love.
嗯。以弗所教会在那时候发生最大的问题。就是里面和外面不对称。
The biggest problem happened to the church of Ephesus that time is that things from without and things from within, they are quite different, drastic.
他们外边行了很多的事情行为劳碌忍耐做了很多。
Many things outward, works, labor, and patience.
但不是从里面起初爱心做的。
But they are notspring out from within, from inward.
里边嗰样嘢冇咗啦，佢哋还系继续做外边嘅事情。
Things that are inside is gone already, but they are still carrying out the outward.
所以外边剩低嘅系咩嘢啊？剩低嘅就系如果冇咗里边嗰个真正嘅爱咧，外边所剩嘅就系咩啊？遗传。
Apart from the love, first love that is within, without that, what's left outward it but are but traditions.
你如果将呢、这个比喻头先所讲比喻同呢度嚟到比较，你细心去读嘅时候咧，你又发觉第一点，头先嘅比喻系讲紧里边外边。
If you read in detail that the parable speaking of inward and outward，
呢度亦都系讲紧同以弗所书讲嘅，同以弗所教会讲话，亦都系讲紧里边嘅爱心冇咗啦，剩翻外边嘅一啲嘅行为。
And you compare this Revelation, this chapter 2 here, it is the same without.The inward, only the outward are left.
如果你头先去读呢、这个，我哋再读嘅时候，大家搵啲手指摄住啊，摄住翻头先嗰个比喻，咁你就可以卷嚟卷去。喺头先七章第六节嗰度咧，第八节嗰度。
In Mark,
马可福音
chapter 7 verse 6, you may have to hold the page.
你哋离弃神嘅诫命，拘守人嘅遗传。
And that you have laid aside the commandment of God and hold the tradition of man.
呢度就系如果你净系冇咗里，如果你冇咗里面，你净系外边嚟做咧，你就做喺遗传里边。
Without the inward, you're only carrying on, carrying the outward. That's only traditions.
头先嘅第十二节里边，你唔使再奉养父母啦。
Mark, chapter 7, verse 12. You no longer have to do anything to your parents.
意思就是你离开了起初的爱心。
In fact, you have already left the first love.
头先讲到，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐。
That earlier, that I know your works, your labor, your patience.
你来到第十二节那里呢，你又看见了。
Mark, chapter 7, verse 12.
你说，你们还做了许多这样的事。
And making and you also have done many such things you do. Verse 13.
有没有看见这个是有些对称的？
Do you see the similarity between the two?
我们再来到看第二个的比喻。
We see, come to the second parable.
我哋嚟到睇马太福音第十一章。
Come to the book of Matthew chapter 11.
呢度有一个嘅，亦都系讲到凡有耳可听嘅就应当听。呢度系喺第十五节。
Chapter 11 verse 15. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
喺讲主耶稣讲呢句话之前呢。就是发生一件事情，就是由第二节去到第十四节啦。
Prior to the Lord speaking this phrase, that from something had happened from starting from verse 2 through 14.
就是约翰喺监牢嘅里面。
That John the Baptist was sent in jail to prison.
于是乎呢就找人来到打发两个门徒问主耶稣你是不是将来要来的那一个。
And he sent the two disciples to come ask the Lord, are you the coming one?
主呢就说给他听，你去将叫你们去把所听见的所看见的告诉约翰。
And the Lord answered and said to them, go and tell John the things which you hear and see.
然之后呢就最尾咧就话俾佢听，你哋如果能够相信嘅话咧，呢、这个咧就系、是、预言嘅约翰。
And verse 14, and if you're willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come。
系啦，第十四节，你们若肯领受，这人就是那应当来嘅以利亚。
If you're willing to receive, he is Elijah who is to come。
喺呢度咧，我哋睇见我哋翻去呢、这个喺士禄嘅第二章第七节，主向呢个士每拿教会讲嘅话。
And we come back to Book of Revelation chapter 2, the passage spoken to the church in Smyrna.
主要系咁讲嘅，那首先嘅末后嘅死过又活嘅讲，我知道你嘅患难，你嘅贫穷。
Verse 8 and 9. These things says the first and the last who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty.
亦都知嗰个自称犹太人所讲毁谤嘅话，其实佢哋唔系犹太人，系撒旦一会嘅人。
And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but they are synagogue of Satan.
你将要受嘅苦，你唔使怕，魔鬼要将你中间几个人落喺监嘅里面。
Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison.
叫你哋被试炼，你哋要受患难十日，你务要至死忠心。
That you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death.
喺比喻嘅本身嘅里边，马太福音呢个比喻嘅里边十一章。
On the actual parable itself in Matthew.
佢系讲到呢个以利亚。
Speaking of Elijah.
我哋知道咧喺旧约里边嘅以利亚咧。是没经过死地的。
We know that in Old Testament, Elijah did not go through death.
是被这个火驹火马提上天的。
He was taken up by chariots of fire.
所以这个人呢是很特别。
He is very unique.
他的结局很特别。
And his end is very unique.
啊喺呢个啊新约里边呢、这个施浸约翰佢所啊预表嘅以利亚，佢嘅结局亦都好特别，佢唔系普通咁死嘅。
In New Testament, and also, he was a type of Elijah, this John the Baptist, and his end was also very unique.
啊，佢系喺被斩头为主殉道死嘅。
He was beheaded as a martyr.
啊，所以咧，我喺度如果睇见啊比喻里边嘅真正嘅以利亚同埋呢个施浸约翰，佢系连为一体嘅，就佢、是、先系活咗。永活嘅，然之后后屘系死咗。
And we see that this line between Elijah and John the Baptist, he was ever living, and then he subject to death.
啊，嚟到士满拿教会主讲啊，就系呢个系咩啊？死咗又活咗嘅。
In Smyrna, we see that the church was dead and came to life.
啊，第三节死过又活。士满拿教会
verse 8, yeah. He who was dead but came to life.
啊，第八节啊，啲字好细睇。OK， 啊，呢个一个啦吓。啊，第二点咧，相似嘅咧，喺啊比喻里边话啊喺监里边嘅约翰。
And second, that John the Baptist was in prison.
啊，呢度咧嘅启示录里边话魔鬼要将你几个人落喺监嘅里边。
And here in Revelation chapter 2 verse 10, that they are about The devil is about to throw some of you into prison.
啊，比喻嘅里面呢、这个嘅啊施浸约翰果然系为主殉道嘅，至死忠心啊。
John the Baptist was in fact martyred, and he was faithful unto death.
啊喺啊呢度主话你哋要至死忠心。
Here the Lord is calling the church of Smyrna to be faithful unto death.
啊喺头先所读嗰个嘅经文嘅里边，啊主话你要将所听见嘅、所看见嘅。
In the previous passage, the Lord commanded the two disciples to tell him what you hear and what you hear and see.
啊，喺启示录第一章，主系吩咐使徒约翰，你要将你所睇见嘅、所听见嘅话俾众教会听。
In chapter 1 of the book of Revelation, that John had commanded the apostle John to write out what He has heard and saw.
啊，喺啊一个比喻嘅里面，系约翰一个施浸约翰一个人系殉道嘅。
And back in the gospel book, John the Baptist, he was the one person that was martyred.
喺啊士满拿教会里面，系整个教会几乎整个教会都系殉道。
In the church of Smyrna, it was almost the entire church was.Faithful unto death.
啊，咁所以我哋睇见咧喺呢个比喻同埋后屘掀开啊喺启示录里边，我睇见呢个好似系对称嘅。
We see them two are in parallel.
啊，好，我哋啊上次就讲到呢度啦，今次我继续讲落去吓。
And we stopped there last time, but we continue on.
我哋睇啊呢个马太福音啊第十三章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 13.
第四十三节
，verse 43，
马太福音啊十三章四十三节
，Gospel of Matthew chapter 13 verse 43。
有耳可听嘅就应当听。
He who has ears to hear, let him hear。
喺啊主耶稣讲呢句说话之前咧，佢系讲到呢、这个啊稗子嘅比喻同埋麦子嘅比喻。
The Lord Jesus was speaking.Of this parable of tares, prior to this verse,
啊呢度系讲到咧啊有一个人咧啊嚟到啊啊啊有门徒问佢呢个稗子嘅比喻系咩意思啊？其实喺二十四节主就系咁讲嘅。
Verse 24 it says,
啊天国咧好似人撒好种喺田嘅里面，人睡觉嘅时候咧有仇敌嚟将稗子撒喺麦子嘅里面。就走咗啦。到长苗吐穗嘅时候咧，啊稗子亦都显出嚟。主嘅仆人就同佢主人讲：你点解唔撒好种喺田里面咧？啊，点解喺嗰度有稗子出嚟咧？主人咧就话呢个系仇敌做嘅。咁啊，仆人咧就问：点解你唔叫我哋将佢薅咗出嚟咧？主话唔好，恐怕薅麦子嘅时候，薅稗子嘅时候咧， 连麦子都掹咗出嚟啊！等呢两样一齐生长到收割嘅时候咧，我先至将呢个麦子薅出嚟烧咗佢，麦子咧就收喺仓嘅里边。
It was verse 24 through 30 that the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servant of the owner came and said to him, Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, An enemy has done this. The servant said to him, Do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, First gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
主耶稣来解释这个的比喻。
And the Lord went on to explain.
在37节开始。
Verse 37.
那个撒好种的就是人子，田地就是世界，好种就是天国之子，败子就是那恶者之子。
He who sows a good seed is the son of man. The field is the world. But the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. But the tares are the sons of the wicked one.
撒败子的就是仇敌，就是魔鬼。收割的时候就是世界末了，收割的人就是天使。
The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels.
将败子薅出来用火焚烧，世界末了也要如此。
Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age.
跳到第43节。
43.
那时义人在他父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样。
Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their father.
咁喺呢度咧，其实咧，大家就睇见咧，喺呢个田嘅里边咧，有好多嘅混杂，系嘛？有败子系唔好嘅，亦都有麦子系好嘅。
We can see there is a mixture in this field: the grain, the wheat, and also the tares.
主并冇将佢立刻嚟分开。
The Lord did not separate them at first.
乃系要等到世界末了。
He waited until the end of the age.
就等呢啲嘅败子，就即系恶者之子咧，攞火嚟焚烧。
Awaited the tares, which is the sons of the wicked one, to be burned by fire.
系啦，丢喺火炉嘅里边。
Cast them into the furnace of fire.
义人咧就要好似太阳一样。
But the righteous will shine forth as the sun.
喺呢个例子，喺呢个比喻里边咧，里边又有魔鬼啊。
In this parable, we see the devil.
我哋嚟睇佢究竟同边个比喻系有关嘅咧
？Let's look and see how this is in line with.The churches in the book of Revelation.
启示录嘅第二章啊，主向呢个别加摩教会讲嘅话。
Let's go to chapter 2 of book of Revelation, the word spoken to the church in Pergamos.
其实咧就系呢段嘅比喻咧，系同呢个主向别加摩教会讲嘅话，同埋向推雅推拉教会讲嘅话系有关系嘅。
In fact, these words are related to the church in Pergamos and also the church in Thyatira.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
你要揾到吗？二章十二节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 12.
你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有两人利剑的说。
And to the angel of the church in Pergamos, write, these things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword.
你两人利剑系指住咩嘢？
What is the two?Sharp two-edged sword referring to.
如果你要读启示录第一章，你就知道喺主耶稣口里边出嚟嘅剑咧就系神嘅道。
If we read the chapter one, the sword coming out from the mouth of the Lord is the word of God.
系咁啊，我哋喺头先比如你睇见咧有喺度撒种系嘛
？We see that they were sowing.
我哋知道撒种比喻都系撒种，撒嗰个种咧就系咩神嘅话嚟嘅。
And parable of the sower as well, they were sowing, and they were sowing the word of God.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
我知道你嘅居所就系有撒旦座位之处。
I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is.
头先我哋读个比喻咧，我哋见到嗰度有讲到魔鬼。
Earlier we read the devil was there.
呢度咧讲到有撒旦座位之处。
Here mentioned Satan's throne.
別加摩教會出嘅問題係咩嘢咧
？And what is the problem in the church in Pergamos？
喺第十四節
，verse 14。
有幾件事我責備你嘅，因為喺你嗰度咧，有人服從咗巴蘭嘅教訓。
But I have a few things against you because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam。
巴蘭曾教導巴勒將半腳石放喺以色列人嘅面前。
And taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel。
叫佢哋吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫嘅事。
To eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality。
你哋嗰度咧，亦都有人照樣服從咗尼哥拉一黨人嘅教訓。
Thus you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which
巴蘭喺舊裏邊做咗咩事咧？
Balaam, what did he do in the Old Testament?
佢一個假先知。
He was a false prophet.
呢個敵邦啊，就嚟俾錢巴蘭買佢去咒助以色列人。
And he
呢個巴勒啊嚇。
The he was bribed by this king of Moab to curse the Israelites through Balak.
咁呢個巴蘭咧開始咧就扎扎地地，唔得嘅，唔得嘅，我點可以咁做啊？咁但隻眼就望住嗰啲錢啊，又唔捨得啊。
Balaam in the beginning said, "No, I cannot do that." But his eyesight is focused on the wealth.
但係咧佢話我翻問下神先，翻問下神先。
Let me go back and ask the Lord, ask God.
其實唔使問啦，知道唔得啊嘛。
Of course, he know that it's impossible.
但係咧呢個巴勒咧就俾多啲佢，俾多啲佢，咁我又翻去問下先，翻去問下先。
But Balak just tempt him. I'll give you a little more, give you a little bit more. Oh, let me go back and ask again.
我哋話每個人都有個價錢噶嘛，真係有個價錢嘅。
And each one, each we say this phrase, each of us has a price.
佢到咗個價錢之後咧，佢咧就話唔使問啦，佢就得我去做啊。
Yes, fulfill my wages, and yes, I don't need to ask anymore.
咁但係咧，我哋知道結果咧，神俾佢咒咗啊。
But we know the end.That God had forbid him to curse the Israelites.
神手出嚟干預佢嘅口。
That the hand of God came out to stop this mouth.
我哋冇時間將呢個故事由頭到尾講一次，你翻去自己睇舊約啊。
We cannot reiterate the entire story. Please read the Old Testament.
咁咧意思咧，巴蘭嘅喺呢個喺別加摩教會裏邊出現嘅問題咧，就係有人咩啊，緊要錢多過緊要。
The problem in Pergamos is that they want wealth more than they want the Lord.
有人服从咗呢个巴兰嘅教导。
They hold the doctrine of Balaam.
同呢个世界行奸淫嘅事啊。
To commit fornicate with the world.
我哋知道贪财咧就与咩拜偶像一样，圣经话俾我听。
We know that those who idol worshippers.I like those who Tam Choi is
Tam Sam Kha
America Kha Tam Choi is love for money. Thank you.
Okay. 佢哋就係落喺咁嘅裏邊嚇。咁仲有咧尼哥拉一黨人嘅教訓係咩嘢咧
？And they dwell in such condition. And how about the Nicolaitans?
The doctrine. 尼哥拉一黨人嘅教訓咧就咩？我哋唔知尼哥拉係咩人。但係咧，我哋知道係人嘅教訓入咗教會，代替咗使徒嘅教訓，代替咗主嘅教訓。
We know, this is a doctrine of men that enter into the church and to substitute of the doctrine of the Lord.
今日地上邊有冇啊？地上邊有嘅。
Do we see that in this world today?
今日你咩人咧就讀咩聖經
？What type of if you're a certain type of people, you read certain type of the Bible.
有啲人讀聖經讀到。哎呀，主耶稣咒咗嗰棵无花果树，呢、这个咧唔够 organic 又唔能够咩啊，唔够绿色啊
Some people say that the Lord had cursed a fig tree is not so organic
唔够 green 啊，即系唔够保育啊，系嘛
？It is not environmental friendly
。系啦，有啲人讲咁读圣经嘅。
Some they interpret in such a way。
今日咧亦都有咩啊？同性戀人都有同性戀嘅教會嘅。
And some of the homosexual people that they have formed their own church.
仲有啲成功嘅神學。
And there are the prosperity gospel.
因為如果你今日喺個中交通話十字架道路，我為主受苦，話主唔祝福你啊，梗係你做錯事啦。
If you share the message of the cross among them, then they will say the Lord will not bless you.
因為你做錯事，所以你先受咁多苦。
Oh, you must have done something wrong. You are punished.
我信耶穌應該得祝福嘅，點會受苦咧
？You believe in the Lord, you shall prosper. How can you suffer?
今日最緊要咧係 B B 仔細路仔。
The most important thing are the babies.
最緊要你要教會冇壓力。
You come to the church to be stress free.
唔好話俾我聽我做錯咩嘢。
Don't tell me that I need to be corrected.
所以有啲教會这个最紧要 BB 将嗰个 BB 服侍同服侍搞到好大好好伟大嘅。
Some churches, they just only focus on the nursery. They make a big, they put all the focus on it.
听到好舒服可能有 Starbucks coffee, 喺度一路叹坐喺度睇住个大电视舒服到不得了。
And you enjoy the big screen with the coffee listening to the pulpit.
我亦都唔需要同人有啲咩交往冇咩十字架听完咗之后我就可以走㗎啦。
And you don't need a fellowship, you just heard the message, no cross, you just go home.
各取所需。
You just take what you need for yourself.
将主嘅话呢分割到適合我自己嘅需要。
So the doctrine of the Lord, you divide it up, take the piece that fits you.
其实呢就是满足我呢个己。
It is to satisfy our own flesh.
人嘅教训代替咗主嘅教训。
Teaching of man in place of teaching of God.
呢个系别加摩教会嘅问题。
This is a problem in the church of Pergamos.
即系咧，就系好似麦子同埋稗子咁走咗入教会里边。
Just like the wheat and the tear, they all mixed up together.
有时你听咧，你觉得好似佢又讲紧讲紧圣经喎。
Sometimes we've heard, yes, it's somewhat like the scripture.
好似麦子同稗子生出嚟嘅时候差唔多。
Like the wheat and the tear, they, when they come out, it looks very alike.
但当佢开花结穗嘅时候咧，你又发觉，哎呀，唔一样噶。
But when it sprouted and produced, you see, wow, that's different.
原来生出嚟个结果系唔一样嘅。
The end is different.
好啦，推雅推拉教会。
Church in Thyatira.
喺度讲到第十八节
，verse 18。
那你要写信俾推雅推拉教会嘅使者说，那眼目如火焰，脚像光明，同神之子说，我知道你嘅系第十八节。
Verse 18. These things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience.
我听我读咩嘢太长咧，就唔可以读晒啦咁然之后我哋去到第二十节，有一件事我责备你，就是你容让那自称先知嘅妇人耶洗别教导我嘅仆人。
Verse 20. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allowed that woman Jezebel,
教导我嘅仆人
who calls herself a prophetess to teach.
系啦
，my servants。
喺头先嗰个别加摩教会咧，只不过有啲教训入咗教会吓。
Earlier in Pergamos, we see there's some doctrine that enter into the church.
呢个教会仲系纯正啊，只不过有人将啲教训带入嚟。
But still, the church was somewhat pure, but the doctrine were brought in.
系啦，呢度咧唔系啊，呢度直情咧直情有耶洗别坐咗喺嗰度教导神嘅仆人。
But here, the woman Jezebel was sitting there doing the teaching.
呢个耶洗别有个老公噶，系嘛
？And who is her husband？
记唔记得啊？边个系佢嘅丈夫啊
？Who is husband of Jezebel？
阿哈系啦
，is Ahab。
呢个阿哈咧就一个胡桃王嚟嘅。
Ahab was foolish king。
系咁，但呢个呢个耶洗别咧就系做咗佢后边系踩线公仔嘅，同佢出计仔啊。
And Jezebel was the brain behind him。
好啦，佢做咩嘢咧？引诱佢哋行奸淫吃祭偶像之物。
To teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols。
二十二节，看啊，我要叫他病卧在床，那些与他行淫嘅人咧，若不悔改所行嘅，我也要叫他们同受大患难。
Verse 22, indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds.
至于你们推雅二十四节，对不起啊，二十四节。至于你们推雅推拉其余的人，就是一切不从那教训，不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的担子放在你们身上。
Verse 24. Now to you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden.
28节,
verse 28.
我又要把神星赐给他。
And I will give him the morning star.
好, 这个耶洗别呢,很多人解释呢,解释这个耶洗别呢,就是天主教。
It's just about, many had interpreted this as a Catholic church.
这个在教会的历史里面。
And in the history of the church.
但是呢,我们今天呢,我们讲出一个教会呢, 我们不去用历史的角度来讲。
This morning when we look at it, we do not look at it from the angle of history.
因为我们如果真的要讲呢,是要很长时间去讲。
Well, if we use, do that, we'll spend a lot of time.
但是呢,其实呢,这个七个教会, 的軟弱,他們的失敗,他們的得勝,都是跟我們有關的。
In fact, this weakness, weaknesses, and failures, and their overcoming is all related to us.
這個七個教會,主不是單向這個七個教會說話,因為每一次主說聖靈向這個某某教會和 向众教会讲的话,凡有耳都要听的。
The Lord is not only speaking to these seven churches. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches.
向众教会讲的话,我们是教会。 所以主,这个七个教会里面的教训,都是向着我们讲的。
We are part of it. The Lord is speaking to us.
好了,究竟这两个教会,主讲的话,和刚才麦子拜子,这个比喻,大家都看到或者见到有些的,
Maybe some of us can draw a parallel between these two churches and the parable of the wheat and tares.
我们刚才讲过,这两人的利剑,就是说,这把剑出来,神一道,要将它分割,切开。这里是被混淆的,主的话出来,是按着主的话,要将它分开的。Here,
we see that the sharp two-edged sword need to come out and do the separation, the division. Here we see the same.
讲到这个眼目好像火焰一样。
That here we see the eyes like a flame of fire.
眼目呢,是用来分辨的。
Eyes is to do the discerning.
所以主呢,是要分辨,我们都知道在这个麦子、败子的比喻,主是会将麦子和败子分辨出来的。
That the Lord will have discernment between the wheat and the tares.
不单止是能够分辨出来,并且呢,他说呢,脚像光明的铜。
But also, not only to do the separating, but his feet like fine brass.
我们知道圣经里面讲的铜呢,是讲审判。
Brass is speaking of judgment in the scripture.
主来是要施行审判的。
The Lord will execute judgment.
第一次来是恩典,第二次来是审判。
First time is grace, second judgment.
我们就看见,在这个比喻的里面,到末后的日子,主是要审判。 将这些败子薅出来,将它烧了它。
We see the judgment will come at the end of the age, will gather up the tares, put them into fire furnace.
用火来焚烧。
And to burn in fire furnace.
在比喻里面又讲到有天国之子,有恶者之子。
We see in the parable, there are sons of kingdom and the sons of the wicked one.
在这里有一些人是坚守我的名,没有弃绝我在这里的。
And here we see there are some hold fast the name and did not cast away the word, and those are the sons of the kingdom.
话一切不从那个教训的,这个是天国之子。
And those who did not repent, and they are the sons of the wicked one.
不从那个教训,我不知道英文是,我看看第一节,大家帮忙找一下,不从那个教训的。 第24节,推拿推拿。That
those do not have this doctrine.
是天国之子。And
this is the sons of the kingdom.
说一些,哪些是恶者之子呢?就是尼哥拉一党的人,和那些与他恨淫的人。
Sons of the wicked one, they are the ones in line themselves with the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
在比喻里面有讲到有魔鬼。
And in the parable, we see the devil.
在这两个比喻里面有讲到有撒旦的座位,撒旦。
And we see in these two churches the throne of Satan.
刚才讲过了,巴兰教训就是世界入了教会。
We see the doctrine of Balaam, of the world, the doctrine of the world enter into the church.
就是有麦子、败子的混杂。
And there's a mixture of the wheat and the tares.
在, 耶洗别嘅教导，耶洗别嘅座位啊，亦都系教会里边混杂。有啲人啊，教会就系咁样样啦吓。
And the teaching and the seat of Jezebel, it is the same way.
啊，喺啊呢度讲到呢、这个啊推雅啊推拉教会咧，主系话咧啊叫啊俾佢嗰个嘅审判咧系同受大患难。
And here the judgment of the church in Thyatira, it is that they will go through great tribulation.
系嘛？喺呢个第二十二节。
Verse 22.
系嘛？我要叫他们同受大患难。
Commit adultery with her into great tribulation.
请问大患难系几时啊？
系咪而
家咧？
I ask this question, when is the great tribulation? Is it now?
大患难唔系而家嘅。
It is not now.
啊，大患难系等到末期嘅。
Great tribulation is until the end.
等到主再嚟嘅时候咧，就有大患难。
Until the coming of the Lord.
啊，同样咧，呢、这个麦子败子嘅分开，败子嘅被火烧咧，唔系而家分开，系等到最后嘅日子。
And the separation between the wheat and the tares, and also the burning, the gathering.Of the tares is until the end, is not now.
系喺呢两个教会里边嘅集嘅话咧，就有啲撒旦深奥之理，亦都同撒旦有关。喺比喻里边亦都讲到魔鬼。
And we see the here, he mentioned about the death of Satan, the death of Satan. Verse 24.
啊，喺好奇妙喎、哦，喺呢个比喻里边咧，讲到咧嗰人义人咧发亮，好似太阳一样。
And earlier in the gospel, he said, "See, the righteous shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom."
喺呢个比喻嘅两个比喻里边咧，有讲到神星、太阳同神星系相对嘅。
And we see the morning star in Revelation. We see how they're in parallel.
我睇下喺第几节啊？揾一揾，睇下喺第几节，咪话俾我听。
Someone can tell me.
啊，第二十八节。
Verse 28.
喺第二十八节，我又把神星赐给他。
And I will give him the morning star.
系嘛？咁所以咧，我哋咁样样嚟到比对下咧，呢两个比喻同呢两个教会嘅境况同呢个比喻咧，好似系有啲相似嘅。
And you compare these two conditions of these two churches, and the parable, it is there in similar.
好，我哋要再嚟睇啦，睇呢个我哋好熟嘅。就讲咗呢个撒种嘅比喻。
Okay, very familiar to us, the parable of the sower.
喺路加福音第八章、马太福音十三章同马可四章。
This is recorded in Matthew chapter 13 and Mark chapter 4 and also Luke chapter 8.
或者我先讲，头先讲到别加摩推雅推拉，或者我哋讲撒迪教会先好嘛？
Let's go to this church of Sardis。
撒迪教会
，this church in Sardis。
撒迪教会咧系呢个马可福音嘅第四章。
Bring us back。
我哋喺马可福音嘅第四章。
So Mark chapter 4。
睇下佢呢个比喻讲咩嘢。
To see about this parable.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
呢度讲到呢个灯台嘅比喻。
You're speaking of a light under a basket.
由呢个21节开始。
Starting from verse 21.
耶稣对佢哋讲，人拿灯来，岂是要放在斗底下、床底下呢？唔系放在灯台上边呢？因为掩藏嘅事冇显出嚟嘅，隐瞒嘅事冇不露出嚟嘅。有耳可听嘅就应当听。
And verse 21 through 23. Also he said to them, Jesus, is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed, is it not to be set on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear.
我哋要睇啊，夹住呢度啦，我哋要睇俾撒迪教会嘅信。
Hold that page and come to chapter 3, the word spoken to the church in Sardis.
第三章嘅第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
你要写信给撒迪嘅教会嘅使者说，那有神嘅七灵同埋七星，说我知道你嘅行为，按你嘅名系活嘅，其实你是死嘅。
And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
你要警醒坚固剩下将要衰微嘅，因为我见你嘅行为喺神面前冇一样系完全嘅。
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that you are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God.
所以要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见，又要遵守。
Remember therefore how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent.
并要悔改若不警醒，我必临到你如同贼一样。
Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief.
呢度咧，我哋睇见咧，撒迪教会咧，按名咧，佢系活嘅，其实佢系死嘅。
According to his name, our word is alive, but in fact, is dead.
历史上边讲呢个系讲到呢、这个马丁路德同埋其他嘅弟兄们将教会嘅真理逐步嚟到恢复。
According to the history, they were speaking of Martin Luther and the reformers, how they recovered the truth.
但他们恢复得不完全。
But not in completion.
但我们今天不讲历史，我们讲我们。
But aside from history, how about us?
我们是不是按名是活的，其实是死的。
That we have a name that we are alive, but we are dead.
我们今天来到主的面前，我哋究竟我里面呢个生命，我又系呢个唔系讲紧你得救，系讲紧你嘅生命。
When we come before the Lord, it is not speaking where we are saved or not, but our spiritual life.
你里面有冇一啲嘅阴暗面
？Do we have some kind of darkness？
里边有冇啲隐藏嘅嘢，净系得你知道
？Do we have something hidden only we ourselves know？
你以为你唔讲出嚟，净系你自己知道，但系呢个我系知道，神知道嘅。
You think that we may not let others know to speak it out, but God knows.
神的眼目看透一切。
The eyes of the Lord, He sees through everything.
有些东西在外边看很光明漂亮。
Our world is very bright and in the light.
但当这个灯显出来的时候，
When it was put under the light.
当下边的掩藏的都要显露出来。
And even on the bottom, those things are hidden, will be exposed.
有时我哋里面有一啲嘅我哋自己嘅意图好隐藏啊，己啊，死，罪，全部喺里面。
Sometimes we have something hidden, intentions, very well hidden, self, death, and sin.
喺表面上面讲出嚟好熟灵，好靓嘅。
Outward, very spiritual, put forth.
但是当主的光的光照的时候，
But when we are exposed under the light of the Lord，
没有一样东西能够掩藏，
Nothing can be hidden。
灯台就是这样，灯显出来就是这样。
And this is the lampstand。
隐瞒的事没有露出来的。
For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed。
灯不是要放在斗底下的。
That the lamp is not to be put under a basket。
不是放在床底下的。
Or under a bed。
它是要将掩藏的事全部暴露出来。
But it is to expose all that are kept secret shall come to light.
你看见这个和这个灯台呢好像有关系的功用。
We see this is a function of the lampstand.
并且他说你们要小心，你是怎样领受的，你是怎样听见的。第三节。
And verse 3, here, Revelation, remember therefore how you have received and heard.
是吧，在这里呢我回到这个比喻呢就讲到跟住去到第24节。
And in the parable, verse 24.
就讲到你所听嘅要留心。
Take heed what you hear.
你们用咩量去量，亦都用咩量去量俾你。
With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you.
係咪？呢度嗰度又係讲你点样领受，你点样听。呢边就係你所听嘅你要留心。
Take heed how you receive. Here, take heed what you hear.
好，我哋继续落去啦，因为时间唔多。
Continue because of time。
再嚟睇我哋睇呢个腓拉铁非教会。
The church in Philadelphia。
我哋睇下同边个比喻系有关嘅。
Let's see how which parable we can pair this up with。
呢个就系同撒种嘅比喻有关。
We can pair this up with the parable of the sower。
同三处撒种嘅比喻都系讲咗凡有耳可听嘅就应当听嘅有关嘅。
They were recorded in three places in the gospel book. He that has ears to hear。
嗰个比喻我唔再读咧，又太长啦。
It's very lengthy. The parable, I will not read it。
我哋要睇主点样向腓拉铁非教会嚟讲话。
We see how the church speaks to the church in Philadelphia.
第七节
，verse 7。
你要写信给腓拉铁非教会嘅使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫嘅约匙开了，没有人能关；关了，没有人能开嘅说。
An angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, who is true, he who has a key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts no one opens.
我知道你行为，你略有一点力量，亦都曾遵守我嘅道。
I know of your works that you see. I have said before you open door and no one can shut it, for you have a little strength and have kept my word.
看啊，我喺你面前给你一个敞开嘅门，系冇人能够关嘅。
I have said before you an open door, no one can shut it.
第十节
，verse 10。
你既遵守我忍耐嘅道，我必在普天下人受试炼嘅时候，保守你，免去你嘅试炼。
Because you have kept my command to persevere.I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown.
好，究竟同这个几个的撒种我提到有什么关系？
So what is the relationship to the parable of the sower?
记唔记得我哋讲撒种嘅比喻系众多比喻里边嘅一个好特别嘅比喻。你如果能够明白呢个比喻咧，呢个主讲啊，你就能够明白其他嘅比喻。
Remember we speak of that if we understand the Lord said if we understand disciples understand the parable of the sower, then maybe will enable them to understand the other parables.
所以呢条系一条嘅锁匙嚟嘅。
So this is a key.
呢度就出现锁匙啦，大卫嘅锁匙。
Here we see the key of David.
讲明呢度有条锁匙喺度。
He who has a key of David.
呢个锁匙咧开咗咧，冇人能够关嘅。
And if you open with this key, no one be able to shut it.
系啊，俾你一个敞开门系开咗，冇人能够关嘅。
And this door will be kept open.
嗰啲麦子喺地上边死咗，就长出好多出嚟，30倍、60倍、100倍。长出嚟冲破所有障碍，冇人能够阻止嘅。
And the seed that were sown into the good ground, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, and will go through all obstacles.
呢度亦都讲到你哋曾经遵守我嘅道，这个道咧就系咩？系话神嘅话。
Here it says you have kept my word. It is the word of God.
撒种嘅呢个种咧就系神嘅话。
That the sowing the seed is the word of God.
呢度咧话你曾唔单止系遵守我话，遵守我忍耐嘅道。
But here it said, also said, you have kept the word of patience, endurance.
如果我哋去睇呢、这个，大家今日冇时间睇下，你如果去睇路加福音第八章第呢、这个十五节，讲到啊话呢个持守喺诚实善良嘅心里，并且忍耐结实。
And here in Luke chapter 8 verse 15, you kept in a noble, good heart with patience.
呢度话你哋持守遵守我忍耐嘅道。
Here you kept the word of patience.
呢度就话你持守喺善良诚实嘅心里边忍耐结实。
In Luke, in a noble, good heart, bear fruit with patience.
系嘛？要忍耐先至会结实。
You need to have patience in order to bear fruit.
仲有你要持守你所有嘅，免得有人夺去你嘅冠冕。
Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown.
记唔记得嗰啲落喺石路旁嘅，就系有魔鬼嚟夺去。
The seed that settled on the wayside, that the bird, the devil came and took it away.
喺比喻嘅里面。亦都讲过有太阳出嚟嘅时候有啲就落喺呢石头嘅上边。太阳嘅意思出嚟时呢就係、是、意思係咩呀有试炼临到。呢个主解释嘅。
Some settled on a rocky place and the same came out and scorched the place and this is the temptation that came. trials that came.
係呢度咧喺呢個腓立腓嘅啊信裏書信裏邊講咧，我必喺第十節普天下人受試煉嘅時候，保守你哋免去你哋嘅試煉。試煉喺度出現。
Verse 10, that the whole world will test those who dwell upon the whole earth, but I will keep you from that hour of trial.
我哋就睇見咧呢個比喻同腓立腓裏邊嘅教訓咧係有關係嘅。
We see there's a teaching. We see the parallel between the two here.
好啊，仲有五分鐘，我快啲嚟講埋老底嘉教會。
Five minutes. We speak of the church in Laodicea.
啊，老底嘉教會究竟係同邊個啊比喻有關係嘅咧？
And we see how which parable can we?
我哋你打開路加福音第十四章。
We go to Gospel of Luke chapter 14.
路加福音啊，第十四章嘅啊，第啊最尾嗰节啊
，the very last verse, chapter 14,
三十五节
，35.
讲到盐嘅功用，然之后咧就有意可听嘅就应当听。
Speaking of the function of the salt, and lamb has an ear, he that has ears to hear, lamb hear.
在主讲这个句话之前呢是讲紧一个比喻几件事情。
The Lord is speaking of a few items, a parable, prior to this.
这里呢就讲到有一个人摆设大筵席。
Here a man, held a great feast.
第十五节第十五节。
好啊great supper.
有一个人摆设大筵席请很多人去坐席。
This person, A certain man gave a great supper, invited many.
是啦。咁然之后第就请啲人嚟啦冇办法读晒啦到第十八节就众人一口同音推辞。
And verse 18, they all come in one accord and make excuses.
咁推辞呢第一个就讲我买咗一块地。
First, they, I bought a piece of ground.
第二个人呢就讲啦买咗五对牛。
I bought five pair of oxen.
第三个人又讲啦我啱啱娶咗太太娶咗妻子。
The third, I just got married.
咁然之后呢主人就大怒。
And the master was really in anger.
你去大街小巷令嗰啲贫穷残废乞眼瘸腿嘅嚟。
Go to the highways, hedges, compel all those other people, the lame and the maimed to come.
然之后第23节就一个主人喺度讲话啦。
Verse 23, the master.
勉强人入嚟。去勉强人入嚟。
Go and compel them to come.
坐满我屋子。
To fill the house.
咁先前所請嘅冇一個人能夠嚟到我嘅筵席度。
Previous, all those who were invited, they were not able to make it.
然之後去到第二十五節。
Verse 25.
二十六節。
26.
人如到我呢度嚟咧，如果唔愛我，勝過愛父母，呢個愛喺呢度出現。
And see, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, Chinese says love.
如果唔背自己十字架跟從我嘅，唔配做我嘅門徒。
I do not bear his cross, come after me, cannot be my disciple.
好啦，跟住咧，主咧就喺度讲话去打仗。
And the Lord said something about waging a warfare.
如果打仗，我要打仗嘅话，我系咪要去计下能唔能用一万兵去同二万兵打仗咧
？Well, first, wage a warfare. I need to think about consider how many soldiers. 10,000 do I have? Can I overcome them with 10?
意思即系话。主是要找一些精兵是吧一萬個能夠打兩萬個主是要揀基督精兵。
The Lord need to get those good soldiers, the 10,000 to fight the 20,000.
是。然之後呢主就講到鹽了。
And then the Lord speak of the salt.
如果冇鹽的話
if the,
如果鹽冇了味
if the salt lost its flavor,
只可以抌在外邊。
And you'll be thrown outside.
鹽冇了什麼味啊這裡當然表面是講鹹味。
The salty taste, outwardly, right?
但实际佢里边系讲紧咩？讲紧死味。
But spiritually speaking of death.
就系话你要走十字架道路。
Speaking that you need to walk this way of the cross.
如果人唔背自己十字架嚟跟从主，系唔能够配作我嘅门徒。
Whoever does not bear his cross come after me cannot be my disciple.
你就睇见咧喺呢个一连串嘅比喻里边咧，主系讲紧你。如果你带住好多嘢嚟嘅，我唔要你。
Just, as if the Lord is saying, if you bring many things to be with you, to go with you, don't come.
是吧那些人说有地有要什么个个都不来的。那主就说我要那些没东西那些
The
要变咩啊？ 黑眼的。
Many things, land, oxen, even your marriage. But the Lord said, no, I want the poor, the lame, the
maimed.
They came before the Lord, they don't have anything.
但主要他跟主走十字架的道路。
But the Lord called them to walk this way of the cross.
那些肯跟随主的人, 主就一路加给他,
those who are willing to follow the Lord add unto them. They became the good soldiers of Christ. The Lord chose that 10,000 to wage war against the 20,000. Those salt did not lose its flavor. Because they had this taste of death.
好，我们看一下老底家教会。
Laodicean, the church.
我们很熟了，第17节。
Verse
17. 主向老底家教会来讲话，我只要开始系咁讲。
See the word spoken to church in Laodiceans.
第17节。
17.
你说我是富足，已经发了财。
Because you said I am rich, have become wealthy.
一样都不缺。
Have need of nothing.
却不知道你是困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身嘅。
And do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
然后主就叫佢，我劝你同我买火炼嘅金子。
The Lord counseled them to buy from me gold refined in fire.
买啊，叫你富足。
To buy, that you may be rich.
又买白衣穿上。
And also to buy white garments.
叫你, 赤身羞耻不露出来。
You can be clothed, no, cover the shame of your nakedness.
使你能够见, 看见。
So, so that you may see.
买眼药啊。
And to buy the eyesight.
第19节。
Verse 19.
凡我所, 钟爱的。
As many as I love.
我就责备管教他。
I rebuke and chasten.
20节。
20.
看啊，我站在门外叩门。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
若听见我声音就开门的，我进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come in him and dine with him and he with me.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
Him overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne.
就如我得了胜在我父的宝座上。 与他同坐一般。
Yes, I also overcame and sat down with my father on his throne.
老底家教会呢, 就是他们信了主之后呢, 他们觉得他们有很多东西。
Church in Laodiceans, once they believed the Lord, they thought that they have all.
刚才那个比喻呢, 主是在这帮人身上边, 你带进来我不要, 一路将他们减, 一路将他们加, 加一些属灵的生命上去, 十字架道, 一路, 加上去的。
Earlier in the parable, we see that those people came, the Lord wanted to shred all those things away from them, but wanted to add the spiritual to them.
他们是从零开始, 属灵的, 从零开始, 然后一路加上去的。
They start from zero, and the Lord add many things, spiritual unto them.
老底家教会呢, 他们信主的时候呢, 信完主之后呢, 他们说我很丰富, 我这样又有那样又, 他将那些垃圾,
Laodiceans, that they thought that they have all these things. They added rubbish upon rubbish unto themselves.
加到个地位呢, 加到个地步呢, 主没了,
unto the point, where's the Lord?
个主在门外。
The Lord was outside the door.
你看看这两个呢, 好像一个相反的比, 相反的, 一, 主一路在那边, 一路为他加属灵的东西, 这边呢, 一路为自己加世界的东西。
We see that on one, the Lord added the spiritual unto in the parable, but on the other, they kept adding things on the world to themselves.
在比喻的里面，众人同一口音咁讲，这个人又咁讲，那个人又咁讲。在老底家教会呢度，呢啲人亦都系咁讲。佢讲话我已经富足啊。In
the parable, they come in one accord with excuses. Here we see in Laodicean, it's the same thing. They all say the same.
在这个老底家教会，佢哋话我哋发咗财，一样都不缺。In
Laodiceans, I'm rich, I'm wealthy.
在这个比喻的里面，开始那班人有牛有地有太太，
and don't need
一切所有。
In the parable, it's the same thing. They have the land, the oxen, and the marriage. They have it all.
但主要是撇下一切来跟随主。
But the Lord wants them to get rid of all of them to follow the Lord.
在这个老底家教会的论述里面， 困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身。
Here in Laodicean, they are poor, wretched, blind, naked.
在这个比喻的里面，也都提到有贫穷、残废、瞎眼、瘸腿的。
In the parable, we see the poor, the lame, the maimed.
在比喻的里面讲，若有人爱我，爱又出来了。
In the parable, we see those who hate the fathers and mothers, but in Chinese is love.
在这里呢，就是讲我所钟爱的。
But here in the revelation is as many as I love.
喺仲奇妙嘅咧，喺呢个比喻嘅里面讲紧一个人摆设大筵席。
Here more marvel is that the person set up a great supper.
啊，嗰、那个主人已经喺筵席嘅里面。
The owner, the master, already in the feast.
喺呢、这个老底家教会里边咧，就讲到如果得胜嘅啊，你敲门嘅主要叫你同佢一同坐喺筵席嘅上面。呢度亦都有一个筵席。
Laodiceans, those who overcome, those who knock, those who want to come in. Here we see a feast.
喺比喻嘅里面，主系坐喺筵席上边嘅。
In the parable, the Lord was already in the feast.
喺老底家教会嗰边咧，主系喺外边嘅。
In the Laodiceans, the Lord is outside.
但最尾，如果你系得胜啊，你要进筵席里边与主一同你要坐席。
But at the end, if you overcome, you will come in and dine with him and sit with him.
好，嗱，讲晒咁多，用多五分钟吓，讲总结啊。我哋学习咩嘢
？Five minutes conclusion. What is the point? What are we learning?
喺福音书里边八次。讲到凡有耳嘅就应当听。
In the gospel books, them that have ears to hear, let them hear.
喺呢个启示录里边，其实都系八次。喺向著教会讲一次，其他嗰次你自己去揾下，都系八次。
And in Revelations also eight times, seven times to the churches, one other time.
咁就好似系一对嘅书立或者书夹，一头一尾，中间夹住一啲嘢。
We see it's a bookend, two in each end. There, what are the content?
喺开始嘅时候，主用比喻嚟讲。
At the beginning, the Lord started with parables.
啊，嚟到启示录讲明嘅启示，就将嗰层遮住第一层就掀开，俾我哋睇见下边究竟系咩意思。
In the book of Revelation, the Lord lift the veil. You see what's the actual.
系如果按着啊呢、这个新约书信嚟讲咧，开始系福音书。
According to the New Testament, the beginning in the Gospel books.
啊，每后呢、这个 book end 呢个书夹咧。是启示录。
The book end, the end is the revelation.
啊，中间就是书信。
The content of the epistles.
开始的时候，教会未出现。
In the beginning, the church did not, form yet.
啊，只能够向这个耳仔讲。
And only hear to the, speak to the physical ears.
当天国在地上边，教会慢慢来显现的时候，到最尾只能就向着教会直接讲，唔再用比喻啦。
And as the church progress, the Lord continue to speak to them direct. No more parables.
中间所隔嘅历史就系从主第一次嚟到地上到今日为止。
And in between, now the history of the church from that point forward until today.
因为第一次冇办法要用预言。
The first time, inevitably, you have to speak in parables.
而家唔再隐藏啦，主就将自己打开嘅心。向教会嚟讲。
But now no more parables. The Lord opened Himself to the church.
啊，好多人常常问呢个问题：撒种嘅比喻究竟系关乎啊得救啊，定系得胜呢班人？呢四种人究竟得唔得救啊
？Many ask this question about a parable of the sowers. These four conditions are they speaking of salvation?
啊，其实唔单止讲到得救。
Not only so.
你知道讲到最尾咧系得胜。
Speaking of the end is about overcoming.
系嘛？结实结。十一百倍系咪仲唔系得胜？系得胜嚟嘅。
You receive hundredfold, that's overcoming.
所以咧就从开始要人进入天国，到最尾要得着得胜者。
From the beginning you enter into the kingdom until the end you overcome.
喺启示录里边每一个嘅结尾咧，主都喺嗰度呼召得胜者。
The Lord was calling overcomers in the revelations in the seven churches.
啊，再讲落去咧，喺呢、这个点解呢个比喻咁大呢？因为佢将所有天国嘅嘢都放咗喺里边。
Continue. Why is this parable so great? Because the kingdom of heaven is contained within.
如果我哋将佢同其他比喻摆埋一齐嘅时候，我哋有发觉咧，哦，原来喺天国里边啊，又有稗子喺天国里边开始嘅时候，仲有呢啲飞鸟落喺呢个树嘅上边。
And you incorporate all the parables, it could be in one. You see, the wheat and the tares and the birds.
啊，但系咧。主就将呢一个咁种嘅情咧，就包含喺一个书夹夹喺中间，俾我哋去领会。
And the Lord include all of them and encompasses in this one parable.
最紧要咧，今日我哋以为我哋系咪明白咗？呢个系最紧要。
More importantly, fundamentally, do we think that we understand today?
今日地上边有啲嘢叫做 virtual reality 啊，中文叫咩？虚拟真实。
And there's something in the world today called virtual reality.
你以为是真的其实是虚的。
We thought that a thing that is real, but is virtual, is not real.
今天呢我好像将这把锁匙给了你，我不知道你是不是真的拿了那把锁匙。
Today, as if I give you this key, but I don't know if you're holding it.
你可能拿着那把是 virtual reality 的锁匙，不是真的得到的锁匙。
Maybe it's a is not real, is a virtual reality key.
我點解咁講呢?
Why do I say this?
啊,主所講的你要留心去聽呢,唔係就咁聽嘅。
Because the, when the Lord speaks, we have an ear to hear. It's not just listen.
主話你要明白,要領受,要留心,要用適當嘅量器去量。
That, the Lord said you have to understand, to take heed, to receive with good measure, with the same measure.
喺啟示錄話俾我哋聽呢,凡聽見呢個書上邊嘅預言,又咩?遵守嘅,這人就有福了。
He who have heard this, letter, words of this prophecy, and keep this shall be blessed.
是吗?所以他所讲,主所讲真实的听呢,不是只是听的。
The Lord speak, when he speak of hear, is not just by hearing.
你是要遵守的。
But is to keep, to carry out.
所以你不要以为你拿住这些锁匙然之后呢,你就能够完全明白。
Don't think that we can just hold on to this key and understand the whole entire.
有人告诉我们。
Some tell us.
啊,真正的明白。
The full understanding.
啊 ,95% 是信服。
95% include, involve submission.
我最后尾嗰 5% 才是明白。
The last 5% involves understanding.
啊,所以就是你用什么态度去接受主的话。
It's with what attitude, what kind of attitude we come before the word of God.
你真的明白吗?
Do we truly understand?
你真的看见吗?
Do we truly see?
啊,你是不是真的听见啊?
Do we truly hear?
啊,愿意主用了这些话给我们里面有提醒有苏醒。
May the Lord cause reminders stirring up within our hearts.
啊,因为已经到了末后了。
Because this is the end.
凡有耳的单数就应当听。
Let him have, that, he that has an ear, let him hear.
如果讲到这里都听不进去的时候。
If we speak unto hear, we cannot take in anymore.
我们都不悔改的时候。
We still do not repent.
啊,主就真的没路了。
There will be no way for the Lord.
啊，这个是主向七个教会，大部分是要求他们悔改。
Most prominent request from the Lord is ask them to repent for the seven churches.
并且要持守。
And to keep.
并且呼召得胜的。
To call them that overcome.
啊，如果讲到最后这个要听的，我们都听不到，不愿意摆入去的时候呢，主没再没别的话向我们讲。
At the end, if we are still not able to repent to receive, there is no other word.
我们祷告
Let's pray.
主要我们知道你向着我们的心肠意念是这样。
Lord, we see this heart desire you have toward us.
哦愿意我们众人在你面前我们有耳的主要我们都愿意听。
May we before you that has an ear.
愿意我们众人都将我们自己来摆低。
That we will lay down ourselves.
叫你自己的心意。得着满足。
Then your heart, your very heart, own heart will be satisfied.
哦，主啊，讲嘅人，主啊，都有残缺。
The one that speaks are imperfect.
哦，主啊，愿圣灵自己用你自己嘅话，主啊嚟叫我哋里边更多嘅被开启。
May the Holy Spirit reveal these words unto us.
未了嘅话，主自己嚟到喺里边嚟到光。
The words that are unspoken, that you enlighten them unto us.
我哋感谢主。
We thank you.
与我哋同在。
Be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.